ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting and perplexing question, which a lot of people mention. A cursory glance at the verses of the Holy Quran raise this question within the mind. That question is, why is it that the prophets, various prophets, were sent with various miracles? You know, like, for example, the prophet Moses, you know, he was sent with a staff that turned into a snake. And, you know, other things that were, you know, he presented in the courtyard of the Pharaoh. And the prophet Jesus, he was sent with the power of healing, and he brought, you know, dead people to life. You know, there was these kind of miracles. And the prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was sent with the Quran. So what is the reason behind this diversity of miracles of the prophet? Of course, before we get to one of the answers that we want to present for this question, we can say that it's not true to say that, you know, just because the Quran is the miracle, everlasting miracle of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't perform other miracles similar in nature to the miracles of the previous prophets and the prophets before him, right? You know, but yes, the main miracle of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the miracle of the Quran. In response to the question that we posed, we can say the following. That we have a hadith from Imam Hadi alayhi salam, in which he alludes to the reason behind this. A person named Ibn Sikit, he asks the Imam about the reason for Allah sending the Prophet Moses with the staff that turned into a snake, his illuminated hand and magic as a resource, and is sending Prophet Jesus with medicine as a resource, and is sending Prophet Muhammad with speech and eloquence. The Imam, in response to this question, he said the following: verily, when Allah sends Moses, the trend prevalent among the people of the time was magic. So he brought them something from Allah, the like of which they were incapable of producing, which thwarted their magic, and with which he demonstrated the proof against them. And verily, Allah sent Jesus at a time when paralytic diseases were widespread and people needed medicine. So he brought them something from Allah, the like of which they did not have, and with which he brought life to the dead, cured the blind and the leper with Allah's permission, and demonstrated the proof against them. And verily, Allah sent Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, at an era when the prevalent trend among the people of the time was speech and eloquence. So he brought to them Allah's exhortations and wisdoms, with which he thwarted their words and with which he demonstrated the proof against them. Right, so the gist of the answer of the Imam, as you can see, is that each prophet was sent with the different miracles because each prophet was sent with a miracle that was suitable to the time in which he, and the place in which he was delegated and sent. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason behind the diversity of the prophet's miracles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.